Viking fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, is Lamar Viking football head coach Laban Delay. How are you today, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Well, what a great game last Friday night with the 37-7 victory over South Grand Prairie. I believe everyone who saw the first two games of the season noticed some adjustments made on both offense and defense. Coach, tell us a little bit about what you, the coaching staff, and the players did to make such positive changes between the first two games.
Well, we came in that Saturday after Fossil Ridge and really broke down every phase of the game, and we decided that we had too many inconsistencies, and we had to get better at some fundamentals. So our mantra that next week was, let's prepare to win. And for us to do that, to be successful, it starts with me. And so I did a better job of preparing the coaches, and then the coaches did a better job preparing themselves and for the kids. And then the kids, you know, did a great job preparing and executing on Friday night. So it just come, a lot of it came down to the mental focus part of it and practicing right and good practice habits. And we had a phenomenal week of practice last week, and I think that it showed.
Well, it surely did show, and we did the live audio broadcast over the internet Friday night, and I had a special guest color commentary person, my brother-in-law, Joe Toronto, from over in Plano. He came over, and he was really impressed, and during some breaks and stuff, we were talking about, I mentioned how you had said last time, if every player does his job, everything comes together. That's kind of a thumbnail sketch, I think, of what you had said, and Joe was saying several times, yeah, it looks like everyone's doing their job, and different ways. So, and speaking of that, I noticed that Chance Fuller didn't have to scramble near as many times against South Grand Prairie compared to the previous week. The O-line definitely showed some big improvements. Anything to say about that?
Yeah, no, Coach Sanders and the offensive staff, the offensive line coaches, we went back to the board and looked at our protection scheme, and we changed a couple of things up to help Chance, help the offensive linemen have a better opportunity to protect Chance. And like I said, the kids bought into it. Coaches did a great job of coming up with the scheme. Kids bought into it and then executed it well. So, yeah, we had a couple different protection schemes to help Chance this past week.
That's great. And I'm hearing you say something again this week that I've heard maybe the last couple of times we've talked, that the kids are buying into and the coaches are buying into. And it sounds like there's really great leadership from you through the coaches, even to the especially the leaders on the team, where everyone is buying into the scheme and the plan, and it's coming together. And I think that's really great that there's a lot of unity that way. And I think something to show that it seems like there was a pretty balanced offensive attack with several players making either great runs or great receptions, including, again, going back to the O-line, protecting and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on it earlier. If everybody does their job and then you trust that the guy next to you is going to do his job, that's where it comes down to. And it's not about me. The coaches have done a phenomenal job, and the kids have, we've kind of raised the bar, raised the standard, and the kids have accepted and embraced that challenge. And, so we had some great individual performances, but collectively as a team, when it's all said and done, it's not one person or two people. Everybody has to do their job to get it done.
Definitely. And so let's just talk for a minute about the other side of the line of scrimmage. The Viking defense definitely showed up ready to play against what, you know, I think everyone believed to be and is a very good Warrior offense, but the Viking defense seemed to control their aspect of the game.
Yeah, we, to be quite frank, we're kind of embarrassed as a defensive production from the Fossil Ridge week. So we went back and simplified some things so our kids can play fast so they didn't have to think a lot on the football field, and came up with a simpler scheme and let the kids go play. So we were very pleased with the effort that the kids gave, and I'm so proud of the coaches as well.
So sometimes it definitely pays off to go back to the keep it simple scheme type thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you get – sometimes we overcoach or overthink some things, and when it comes down to it, this game is a lot about fundamentals, and if you're more fundamentally sound, there's a better chance that you're going to win the football game. So we went back to fundamentals, and I'm really tried to slim down the scheme so our kids can play fast.
Well, I remember we talked last week on the coach's show about, you know, you're going back to South Grand Prairie where you coached up until a couple of years ago, and your family's love for Coach Whitson's family and the rest of the coaching staff and how, you know, y'all are great friends and everything, but for 3 hours that's kind of set aside. But I got to tell you, I noticed, and a lot of people have noticed and have already talked about it since the game, the unity shown by the two teams going to each other's sidelines after the game for the school song. That really made a big statement, I believe.
Yeah, and Coach Whitson has been doing that for years. We started that together, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago, and he does it with everybody he plays, and I just thought that it was suiting for the Lamar Vikings to go over and listen to the South Grand Prairie Warrior fight song at the end of the night as well. And as you mentioned, I coached with Coach Whitson for 12, 13 years out of my 22 years. So we're very close, and I'm very close with several others on that staff. So it was a tough week preparation. I'm not going to lie to you personally, but I had to put that aside, and it's about the kids and about the game. And just so proud of our coaches and kids this past Friday.
Okay. Well, it's another Keller team coming up this Friday night. Of course, it will be at Cravens for varsity. Anything you want to let out of the bag early, or are you going to keep everything close to your heart, so to speak, preparing for the game this Friday night?
Well, for starters, we're excited to be home. You know, we haven't played at home yet. This is our home debut, and we're excited to be at Cravens Field. But Keller Central, they had 7 sophomores up on varsity last year, and obviously all those sophomores are juniors now, so it's a seasoned group. They're 0-2, but don't let that 0-2 record fool you. They've played 2 very good football teams that are playoff teams, and I truly believe Keller Central is going to make the playoffs as well. But they've got a quarterback that is a little jitterbug back there, throws a good ball, but he is great with his feet. 4 phenomenal receivers and a very good running back. And defensively, they kind of present us something that we haven't seen yet offensively, a 3-3 stack. So it's going to be a challenge on both sides of the ball. And then obviously we spend a whole lot of time in the special team phase, and we need to go in that special team phase if there's a, you know, if there's a draw on the offense and defensive side. So we're looking forward to it. And so far the kids have had a good week of practice.
That sounds great. Well, so Viking fans, this week the freshmen play at home at Cravens at 6 o'clock on Thursday. JV is at Keller Central on Thursday. And, of course, Friday night, the varsity Vikings host the Keller Central team at 7:30 at Cravens. A game originally scheduled for Thursday, but moved, fortunately, to Friday night. So we do have the Friday night lights turned on and that. Let's have a big turnout at all of the games. If you cannot make it to the varsity game, it will be broadcast live, audio only, on LamarNation.com. You can click on live stream. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay, saying VFND.
VFND.